I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Folks in West Virginia derive great enjoyment this time of year watching the wintering birds feast at the bird feeder. But along with that enjoyment comes some responsibility. I'll tell you more about it right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Bird feeders can provide hours of enjoyment. Rob Tallman at DNR says it's something the agency encourages, but more for the benefit of us than the birds.
Not that it's necessary for the birds, but it is a good pastime for folks. It's very educational, you know, people to watch birds and their behavior. The birds will certainly survive without the supplemental feeding, but it is a good thing for people to, you know, something to do in the wintertime and to learn a little bit about those species.
Having a bunch of birds munching on your bird seed is great, but it can tend to be messy, and it's important you do a little housekeeping every so often for the benefit of our feathered friends.
You know, it's important to keep the feeders clean. You know, obviously, if you're going to provide food, you want to provide it in a safe and healthy way for those birds. There's several diseases that can be spread when you congregate, you know, wildlife of any sort. You know, we recommend cleaning feeders with a 10% bleach solution. It's one part bleach to nine parts water. And clean them on a regular basis, once every week or every other week, to keep any mold or anything from those feeders.
Now, as Rob said, failure to do that can cause some pretty serious ailments.
A couple of the more common things that we see are conjunctivitis in a lot of the finches, which is kind of an eye disease, a fungus, I believe. Another one is salmonella.
And there are plenty of commercial and homemade feeders out there, and all of them work, but in the interest of the bird's health, Tallman says some are better than others.
Generally, the platform feeders are probably the best. The worst type of feeders are ones where the birds actually stick their heads or their beaks into an opening. Conjunctivitis in particular is the fungus of the eyes, and if a bird has to stick its head into an opening, then it increases the chances that fungus will then be passed to the feeder.
And as for attracting birds, the best seed is probably the most common.
The best feed I recommend is black oil sunflower seed. It's readily available. More species will eat that than most any other thing. You'll get the greatest variety of species. It's fairly reasonably priced. Of course, other things such as thistle and soot cakes will attract different kinds of species, but they're a little more pricey. Black oil sunflower would be the top thing to use.
Now, birds can provide hours of enjoyment on a snowy afternoon when you're stuck inside peering into the out-of-doors. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.